Yeah. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Baller House Podcast. I'm your host, DJ VSK, the voice behind your ears. Kishokona mukolokoto kwa motu. Bare nkebele khomo nkebele tlhaba. Artseni ngare. Today, Rasorichi, a very, very beautiful, gorgeous vocalist. We have a complete artist here, a very talented music writer, composer, and a vocalist.
Thank you.
She's very consistent and seemed to grow by the day. She gave us amazing hits like Kokotela, Wasamului, Batista, Dikoloi, The Mechanic, Ivan, and Chukuch.
Yay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Emily Mohops.
Thank you, Baller House. Thank you for the invite. And I'm happy to be here, actually. I'm so happy.
We are very excited to have you here in studio today. So, for what was our interview, just briefly tell them, who is Emily Mohops?
Okay, Emily Mohops, I'm a female vocalist. So, yeah, I was raised in Lebakgomo, and I started doing music. Should I explain?
Yeah.
I told melodia music ika recorder. 2021, 2022, if I'm not wrong. I told melodia Lisa, I was 2022, Baller House, Diana Melle, Diana Lukompong. So, yeah. Then, till today, I'm still pushing.
Both Baller House and Lukomp?
Yes. For me, I can't differentiate.
It's the same thing.
Kibonelli, the same thing.
Which is the same thing.
Thank you.
Yes. So, can you tell me about, the moment you realized that, music was your calling and you wanted to start doing music?
Okay. Life in inspired lor kidire music generally. Mara, the moment that I realized, I have to do this, really do this. Was when the memories of my parents, they keep coming through, These people, barutile this thing when we were still young. Kagai, unale katara. My brothers, nebadala, repela. At some point, nekepela is a small girl. Libubuteka, they had a band. So I'm like, being fish. Then Mama, I'm like, I'm going there. I don't know. Beke sanyaki. I was wishing, for something else, but I realized, right, I can't stay. I can't sit on this thing.
Yeah. But then the journey to start making your first song, how was it like? For example, the producers you worked with, the whole story, the challenges that you faced.
Was about music on the radio, and everything. But behind the scene, diabua.
Yeah.
Diabua. Yo, diabua. To a point, I struggled for like a year. Get try out your studio. I did more than 10 songs. 10, they were too little.
Yeah.
And I get the first attempt. Jauriki a record.
Yeah.
More than a year. But was not going to say age one. Until I met another producer, like Hili Ukwablo Bedu. And I'm Mita Tukoja Lewahomu, Tukoja Polokwani, And I was like, Kinalongwa, get our recorder. So the producer was like, well, now with the voice you have, you've got more than a year, utra our recorder. Because for me, it was more, actually. Then he was like, you know what? Try to push whatever you can push. Umbujam Hoka Honang, to the studio. My first song, I recorded Pretoria. In state of home. So I kitomile ukiruta studio ka Pretoria. Ikita studio in Sawara. Mahwane. That's how much difficult it is kamara industry.
One of those challenges again. Why this I release you track?
The track what's about the track idea no DJ? Because every time we talk a studio mojo is very heat. And like every artist in a heat. It's not out or it's not recognized. So the main reason kan nakore every time ke fetse record, I was being told or manager rena o raka se release is his studio or we are his properties. At that time we make an agreement or I'm coming, I'll give you features, you give me features. However, if you want payments, talk redir rebereke. Second studio, same. I used a lot of money. The songs didn't come out. Reason being, they were not supposed to be mine. We were supposed to feature you. I don't have a problem when you go feature. Feature me. The songs must go to the people. Mareki fetamu, please give me a song, Lena. Or when I don't have a problem. You give, I give. So at the end of the day, the producers, Kabujona, it's not make sure. Onaldi producers, Jedi, when did out the LR, Onaganoka, the producer, Kamuka, Asbatu Abashap. So ever since that day, I waba net linga pore yanga sjuli le producer.
So you know, it comes with that. I was actually about to get to that. Yaori, you know, most producers that I know that are good, they are males. And when you are a female,
okay,
you are a female vocalist, and then how is it like? You know, what kind of you know challenges you face with that now?
Okay. But when they know me, Banzeva, I'm a person who I love dressing less. In winter, I struggle to dress. I get a wardrobe. I dress less. I've never dressed more in my whole life. Even before music, Banzeva, everybody know. Everyone, even at home, they learn to understand this one. So, like, Lili Mudimu, Meloadu Melo, I can dress less. But people tend to think or a studio. I have other alternative motives, intentions. But luckily the producer, I cannot say luckily whatever. How a DJ, let me tell you, ne? Maybe it will ring right now. Maybe the reason why the kosacha kabe di sajwe, it was because I was dressing less, but not
giving
dating. But not dating in studio.
So
maybe it also adds to other things. Because Unaleba Bangwe, they want to give me gigs. They want to give me things.
Yeah.
Maybe it's adding. So the thing is that at home. I've got 5 brothers. Got 4 brothers, but Lord, we are in the same household. So literally I've got 5 brothers. So you can imagine if I'm feria, Sancho Rung faces straight. Emily, I like you, I want you. But if una no kar maybe rukit studio and get recorded, maybe that's the reason why it goes such a cabby disarch.
Yeah,
it is. So but then in I'm used to living around guys mostly. So I can hono bana designs easily or so. Then some banana kar maybe not most, but after now kira lori, I moved on ka life, I found somebody.
Yeah.
The producer, I will block. After a few months, I will unblock. Hey, Emily Mohopsi. Mohopsi, go to the studio. No, sabo, no, rabbit, you know? And I'm like, Mudim, that's why you go such a lady, such a nanny. But now, so now I'm like, no, I didn't know. But now I moved to at that time.
So, wow. You know, that actually happens to a lot of female vocalists, I think. You go there, you want your music, and you find that actually the producer also wants something else. And
yeah, but now with you, me, then it's different because because until now you're asking me.
Yeah.
And generally I've heard the perspective but to banu judge about maybe this one is here to sleep her way up. Let me tell you something, my DJ. Give me the studio. You can leave. Even now that I know how to record myself, you can leave. You can see this person came with a different intention and I love what I'm doing. So either way, it's not about that. So maybe that's why. Maybe those songs.
The unreleased songs.
That's a challenge.
Ask our guitar fellow to relate the unreleased songs.
Thank you.
When I just tell me who's the DJ, who's the producer, then we go get them.
I out of a manyana, but then I moved on and actually I grew vocally. Yeah, I grew.
So who is your role models, you know, right now in the industry? You gave a background of your family being people of music and so on. And then, but for sure, there is someone else who inspired you to make the type of music you are making, even though you are adding your style and, you know, your vocals are different. What you write about is different. But someone must have had, you know, a hand in the...
Okay, to be honest, ne, beke sa tsebe, like, the role models aka bilete dintsi. But the moment when I said Agia studio was after I heard a song, Aratilom picha lomolo, maovana bak, Aratilom picha lomolo, Shandesh.
Oh.
And I was like, wow. And see, people like us can also go to studio and do that. Because we always thought, you have to go to Gauteng province. You have to... And I'm like, that's only when it came to my mind. Because even when at that time, Nelly Makazi at that time and so on. But people from home, people from Polokwane, people from Bulobedu, unfortunately at that time, because the female vocalists there. But like people, female vocalists from around can still do that. Then I was like, Kia studio, I have this thing and it's been burning me. Let me give it an opportunity. So my role model that inspired me to start this was Shandesh.
Wow.
The song. I didn't even know Shandesh. I think it took me a long time to reveal it, but luckily, you know.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
You met.
Yes.
So do you have a private studio, like a home studio now, that you work with, you record yourself there, or is something that is in the pipeline?
Okay, it's in the pipeline, but at the moment, I can say yes, I do have a studio. I work at home, but not really home, it's my second home. The same first studio that I started recording most on is the studio that I use. And people don't know how I recorded my first song. So that first studio, my first songs, at some point, we had to stop. I managed to record 7 songs or something like that in one night. So that was like, you know what? Maybe because the patients say, Lord, give me that studio. So it's, I'm at home right now. I'll be improving there and there. Everything, location, everything changed. But yeah, my brother, DJ Lavisto Boy, my producer, studio Sarayikesak, I'm at home there.
Yeah.
So in the pipeline, he's always complaining, you need to get this, you need to get this. Because when I'm at home, I'm like, yo, you know, I have, then he's like, you know, at the moment, you should have been waking up or record. Because unrutile or record, unrutile studio generally.
I'm asking this question because you just mentioned already there are songs that are hanging out there that were supposed to be released that have never seen, you know, the day of light or something. And then if you had a studio at home, like right now, the way you are working with DJ Lavisto, for sure, there's hits that, you know, they're never out there that we should have had. Could have released maybe 4 or 5 albums already, you know?
Yo, even right now, I have more than 40 songs, I'm sure.
40?
More than 40 songs that are unreleased.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, but at least this once, it was not because of anyone. They were not released because I can record a lot of songs at the same time. And afterwards, I would have to need, you know, obviously some challenges comes through, but I was supposed to have released a lot of songs. Yeah, if I had a studio of my own, Nkeke release it a lot.
Yeah. You're talking about, you know, producers, you know, being maybe unsupportive, but what about the family?
Family.
Yeah, family and friends. When you started music, what was their perception? What were they thinking about that?
Okay. My family, I don't have a big family though. Yeah. My brothers were excited. Because they're the ones who were teaching me the keys and stuff. They were excited. And the fact that most of them, they lost their way through the industry. They felt represented. Yeah. So they were excited. And for me, when I do it, I'm like, yo, you know, if my brothers pushed further, and get right now, it's about my brothers, their studios are still operating. So the time when they were shut down, we get Salomunyan. So my family, my friends, yes, I had one friend. I had one friend in the industry that was so excited. She was even moving with me everywhere, you know. Yeah, unfortunately, things happened. And yeah, but...
life happened.
The industry happened. The industry happened.
Yeah, I well, in terms of school, you know, because most of the time, music clashes with school. So when tell me about where you went to school, you know, your the whole journey, and also the if you think education is important, you know, what's your opinion on that?
Okay, this is something I always tell people. I always tell my family actually, because I'm an aunt to many in the household. If somebody gives up the education for music, you can still push the both. And for me, I can say I can multitask. So if I do something, it will find my whole attention. Like if maybe something is going to distract me, it's either I would have to sit down and choose it. So I had to play my role at school. However, further, as long as Kikile University, Bamfa, whatever NQF Yaka, I didn't quit. For me, yes, I did go through that. And I'm proud of myself because I need backup generally.
Yeah,
I really need backup. So as an artist, besides backup, asia mereko fela. You need to be well informed. Usanjo rukhono dula fasuts, but I can do this. I can look for information as well. Like, for instance, right now, it wasn't even hard for my producer to teach me FL Studio to record, to do my own vocal presets, everything. It's because Lina, my mind was open for information. And so education is for information. But then if we're not filogare, wherever you reached, you are well informed. Somewhere you don't have a representative, then it's okay. There's nothing wrong with not having qualification or furthering your education. It's it's a personal choice. As long as you feel like worry, if they give you a contract right now, reference or wabucha advice, it's okay.
Yeah.
So I really promote education more than anything.
Urlisi J, a lot of, you know, hit songs. Here, songs like Kokotela, Mechanic, Dikoloi, Chokocha. Ikaba u Mechanic uba, I kushishu ya namu, because hape all these songs, ikara dialukusha something. So... so, tell me more. How come the message you have always structured like this? What is your thought process in that?
Okay, kilibeleti the industry generally. What's everybody doing? What's everybody giving to the people? Then I'm like, you know what? Let me inform. Let me fix. And somehow in a funny way where possible, but let me be of the truth. So ke try lo re kitlise the truth nyana, though sometimes you have to play around ka dikoshetse dingwe. So dikoshetse ka letsona, they also played a role in my life. Okay.
All
right. So since all when I came into the industry, I was single. For like two years.
Yeah,
when I came in. So I was like, as well, I might as well give advices through the music as well. So some of the songs, somewhere there and there, make it topa topa.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me give the people the truth. Jedi, where we cannot hide it.
Yeah.
Musadi gile senke. Kokotela buzo. Samu kokotela utlo jake moya wela makhelwane.
Aha.
That's the pure truth.
And then, kura habuzi mo blala ba na more.
So we needed somebody to say it in a good way.
Yeah.
Then Mara at the same time, the meaning of the song is not for banana. No raw musadi wa tokomeli.
Yeah.
Usamu tokomeli. Uto kira duma kanekso ba ija pizza. Maki alino nchela ka wabon ngateleng wabon.
Yeah.
So yeah, generally ba kira luru duma ba tu generally ba ija yena lore ana di joka kai. So musadi wa tokomeli. That's the pure truth.
That's the pure truth. I mean, there is a perception that I will view you, I will see you as someone else or on a specific level. But when on your personal note, how do you see yourself right now? Do you still categorize yourself as the upcoming, or you think you have now joined the pack?
I'm in between. I had hiccups. I think they slowed me down. Challenges. A few challenges that really, 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 really slowed me down. So for me, I'm in between the upcoming and the known, because sometimes I undermine myself. Then when I get to the place, these people do know me. Like, for instance, I was not expecting my music to reach this other provinces. The other day, I was shooting content. And when I'm on the way to shoot content, I was some few cosmetics. Driver mrao, driver tsena ka kwa ke ya tsena se sengwa tsa o seche mrao wa tsang khwata, and I ke nane motho. I'm in another province. I ke nane motho. She's like, are you that lady wa pelang ko sha re modimo mfekoloi? And I'm like, yo, I was not expecting. Then at the same time, that thing yan ruta lori, I must carry myself well everywhere I go.
Yeah,
cause I ke tsebore since well I'm joining the public figure industry, I must also, I get to work wherever I go. No matter how angry or how sad I am, I must try to keep up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm in between. But soon I'm almost a celebrity. I'm becoming big, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm a superstar. So
in my eyes, superstar.
I'm close to billboards. I'm really close.
Yeah. Just one step away.
Yes. Exactly.
So I know you've worked with big names like Master KG, Babette, Villager SA,
yes.
LTD, Sanko, and Queen Jenny. And the list goes on. For those I forgot. But what's your experience with working with big artists?
My experience with working with big artists, it's short. It's very short because ke le ka re ke fitha mo industry when ge dilo tsa ka di thoma di ba good, hey, my name is Thomas Breda, my music o Thomas of Tabatoni. Unfortunately, I had to slow down while I was supposed to push further. Dilodian slower down, I had to slow down. So at that moment, any week experience jeng for a month, let me just say, for a month, for like a month to 3 months,
yeah.
Experienced working with big artists, Rumita, other artists, who support the artists, the big, because I remember launching, ke support the Kibu Villager, Kibu Queen Jenny, like, you know, who Mr. 621, who Babette, they supported my event when I was launching. It was my first launch.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, at that year, it was my last launch. Then afterwards, I had to
slowed down a bit.
Everything slowed down. Yeah. Then, honestly speaking, I feel like Okari, we were in control. Mulfasing. Because I felt like I was just right at the door. Sometimes I sit down, I'm like, Mudimu, what did I do wrong? I feel like I'm the unluckiest vocalist when it comes to when you are a step away to what you're supposed to, to be. Yeah, I feel like it's already slowed down. But then at the same time, I feel like, Raiman, good things doesn't come that easily. To be on a big stage. Because for me, it's all about if I can see myself hosting and the stage is big, the people are there to say, we love you. We love your music. My music getting to the people. That then I would say, let me now be a veteran. Let me teach the others to walk. So yeah, the experience with them, it was overwhelming. Is it real? Can you open like Fetch and shoot some music video? Prince Benza. And I was like, God, is this me? Little did I know what we think after 24 hours. And that's going to be almost the end of everything, you know? Yeah, and unfortunately at that time, I was not even popular to that point, Elori. The world would even check up on me. Emily, Mohabs, are you fine? But that's why, Kerry, things happen.
Yeah, you know, imagine even people like me, we didn't know about it. It's the first time I hear this.
I didn't quit music. I would rather, I would rather quit Mujolo. I won't quit music.
Never.
Things slowed me down.
So, do you find it easy or challenging maybe to feature, you know, big artists now? And then, if now, which artist right now, or big or small, who is on your radar that you want to involve or feature in your on your album?
Okay. That question, every artist know what it's very much challenging to feature a big artist. Fame, I don't blame them because once you start being a people's people, everybody wants a piece of you and ukaseke cut into the pieces. So it's always hard or ukire an opportunity to work with a big artist. It's very, very much hard. It has to come with you or you have to keep pushing. Barring is pedi man. Something like that.
Yes.
So I can't sit and relax. Tswara, for instance, I've been so wishing to work with Homeboy Jack. Homeboy Yaga, specifically Malum Shebe, with Shebe. Shebe.
Yeah.
So
the artist that is in your radar right now?
Okay. For me right now it should be a female because I've been singing with the males. Yeah, a female vocalist. Maybe let me say the girls. The girls, because they seem loving and happy and all that. I can say it can be difficult to work with them unless if maybe they influenced by people, I don't know. But judging from a distance, it should be the girls. Ikaba Zoli, Ikaba Karishma, Ikaba, the likes, yes.
So are you in communication with them, like maybe somewhere?
You know, Rokiradi number Jabona, it's very much hard. At least at that time, Kibeke started gigging, I always told myself, or I will bump into them. Do you believe or in my life, I've been gigging for that almost a year, Kifitlemo industry?
Yeah.
I've never met the artists I'm talking about in reality. The only person I met was Shebe, because ke homeboy yaka and ke nako tjela sa buma and at that time nana le nako a ra khona hore a o checka mo khalene ba mo support wa bona and all that, but then he didn't even know me. I was like, you know, fanaka, I sing and I would love to really work with you. Please the number ba di change ha ganche. I think ke industry na cause we work to measure the numbers and everything. So at that time, but the ladies I only met a few of them.
Yeah.
So the other ones I've never met generally. But I keep being hopeful. I'm a patient person. Mm. And it's just once I'm not in the industry.
So now, Koraur, the message is to Zoli. Karishma.
Yeah.
Who else?
And all the other
Janesh.
Ladies. Yeah.
Shandesh. Shandesh, exactly. Especially Shandesh, your role model, the one who
I once worked with her on a song.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I once worked with Shandesh on a song, Le Prince Benza, yeah, Bo Papa Matumi.
Yeah.
And actually, I didn't know what Kito Abereka Liena. And things happened after that.
Mm.
Okay, I went to studio Le Prince Benza. I had an opportunity to co-work with two or three artists in a certain record label. Mm-hmm. They asked me to come co-work with them on collaborations.
Mm.
I went there, kabereka le bona, agreements, whatever. Mm. Then on the song, Yabo Papa Matumia Prince Benza, I didn't know. I literally didn't know Hora Shandesh is on the song.
Mm.
The day I knew, I was in studio and she walked in. I was like, yo! I was so excited, you know, because, yeah, she's happy, she's forever, you know.
Mm.
And the beautiful thing, because I had her number, you know, everything. We're talking now and then. Shandesh, Emily Mhapsi, you know. And I was loving the fact that, but never and say ever. Because now I don't know if they still know me. So afterwards, after the feature, there was a post that circulated on social media. Hey, Khanti, why we didn't have Shandesh's verse on the song? Then I get it now, I was not there. I didn't know. And the song, because it's barely finished when I got to this. And it was finished, I think. The reason why I think she didn't have a verse was that the song was finished. And then I'm not good with certain. Every artist has their weakness. Some abakhondi high keys, some they can't do the low keys, some they can't do backings and all that, some they can't make a song be a sing along, but they have good bars. So I'm one of those. So they put her in, I was excited. Then somebody commented, at that time I was still also figuring out, because it was sarcasm, Mwibele, in a sarcastic way. So I think maybe she got offended when I was laughing along with the person that updated the status. Because I was not in any way. Because I think the day before I even updated status, real guys, before little Uchari questioned, now I'm just happy that she's on the song. But unfortunately, the song was already closed. So since from that day, she stopped talking to me.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but then I apologize if maybe it was offensive. But then in a way, I did apologize as well. Or if it caught you off whatever.
Yeah.
I also showed her my current status, what I said as well. I was just commenting like everyone did.
It was taken out of context.
Yeah, because they asked me, what's the girl? No, let's ask her, because Lina gets it. But then early studio, when you have big artists, people are always on the rush. You don't have time to ask yourself the question. And it's not my song. I was also featured. So either way, the beautiful thing I love is that she didn't even, I can't remember furthermore. She just literally stopped talking to me. But I miss her, either way.
She's a cool person.
She's very cool. Like, you know. And don't go shop because, you know.
Yeah, you love her.
That should have been the first beautiful experience we had with that song. Yeah, but anyway, I was offline afterwards, so I didn't have time to meet all the other artists.
All right. Shandesh, keep it there, I see. So, we'll move on. You recently dropped an EP, or I'll say...
I'm dropping an album.
With us, there's three songs that we know.
Yes.
We're talking about Mojolo Contract. Racha Chusa.
Racha Chusa.
And then Refin Chalet. I don't really like Refin Chalet, you know. Yeah, I'm very interested. Just tell your people. So without giving out everything, you know, about the whole album. So share with us, you know, the message that you are trying to convey with your listeners, you know.
Okay, explain
like just basically these three of them that I mentioned. We can start with refin chalete just a bit. Then rachachus. I don't understand rachachus.
I'm not. I keep up with the mirekaka. It's for an intention. Okay, refin chalete. Basically, it's an otwana lekokotela in a way, but it's a modern way that one. Refin chalete is a modern way. It's not like we. Ready slay queen or however or it's a transaction or anything, but basadi ra le tlokomela ra le tlatso etsa ra le apiela really agela malapa and all that, but you guys forgot gore banna ba le bala gore even if you can do everything watsa go nyaka ke na le everything that I wished for honor. You send me money even when I don't know what to do with it,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be too much. It doesn't, as long as ukatia a bouquet, one or like a lady, whatever. Yeah. As long as I received money,
yeah,
it's okay. Then in other ways, it's also for those that banalim basadi. You have a girlfriend, umurechtage. Your girlfriend, loyal, and she's doing everything. But when oroji, we are. We are better. Ginya kilo ibicha kali na ne. We are online. We are better.
Yeah.
Our better we are. Ofecha mustil. Utlo ya groove. We are better. But then you forget your own person. O lo rwats bore. Kafrijing usna silo. She's there for you. Ana orwena at that month. What's happening? Kimo twaga. So what I'm basically saying kore, retlokomele. The worst thing was refing chelete. Like I said, give me money.
Yeah.
For the sake of money.
Yeah, money is the key.
Yeah. So, Rachachusa, ne? You said I was 16. Rachachusa. I give festive season. Rachachusa, it's not even... It's just about dancing, everything. Give festive season. But what do you think about it? But Zadi, please forgive us. Ki festive season. Don't forget or mengwayer na ya tsamaya. You don't want me to be 6 years, 50 years, 40 years, 45, 50. Ki ya ugruvale ma 2000. So at this moment, I believe it's about ma 2020 something. I don't know what we're in those ones. Exactly. Ki ugruvale lili my own son. There's no need for that.
Yeah.
So but Zadi, retiring when it comes to nakwadi festive season holidays. Being youthful. The only thing that you can do, rebendi tapelon and let's get rasetja. Ruto laela, rabuya, and ruto wele bona funi timili.
Ibilo, ungopeja, this song ya KHL, ya reki le Pupobla. I think they call themselves Double P. Yeah, bari kielan, bari kielan.
That song, Enkarata Strata. Yeah. I love it. Actually, I was like, when I did a song like this, let me just release it as well.
Yeah.
So, either way, kinako ya ribasa.
Yeah.
Ube musa when ilinako ya ube musa. Yeah. Then, when the time comes, or unamelele, lwe noto unamelele di steps. Unka suno zana grade area, belurgi grade 12. So, I need to pass the stage kamunga.
Yeah. Well, that is a little bit more of it. They must go and stream.
Guys, ke khopela le supporting, and I have a song iri wa samuloi ba itseba. Wa samuloi na re tsebata pelo the hovela. Guys, please ke leboga support ya lena. I've never experienced that kind of support. Ke tlo ke release, but you guys streamed the song literally, not via other channels, just YouTube only or something. I just got a report out of your song has been going. So thank you guys for that support. At the moment, supporting Ria Pili. So the album Kiona was from Muloi album. So either way, Ariem Pili, Muloi Aswe Waya Waya. So the album is coming out in Alibu Ariem Gaye. Rachachusa refeng chelete mujolo contract mujolo wana unyaka contract wanthala ke o sarisa tuidi ani machachia Thought ya give her to. So guys, Arieng, thank you guys for the support as well. I love you guys, Galara. Thank you guys so much because I'm not big. I'm back. I was away, but thank you, boy. You welcomed me back.
You know, there's something else about the, you know, the gigs. I will just start with saying that maybe it's a dream for everyone else to get gigs and all that. Right? So when it comes to gigs, you know, where not right now, do you get any support from event organizers? You know, just like I see many vocalists, they are everywhere.
They are going.
Yeah, they're going right now. Are you getting traction also on that market?
Yo, what's up? I'm struggling to understand so many things. Not for that moment, and like it's amazing. It was a bit difficult, but I was happy. I had friends in the industry at that time. Never fell over one, but recommended. It was easy for people to access me for booking. So I was booked at that time. It's not even about how much they pay you. So at that time. So right now, Ogartabela small room. It's real. On the album, small room. It's fine. Rabat Abel. So right now, I don't know. Girl, we need our ready small room or ready bookings. Guys, I've never saw such things. I've never, ever, ever. Kurli, Luana Shalei put sorry. What? How come they leave you behind? Kuru ukre lori, your own people, they book other artists. We are mele bona na mo on the same table. So I don't understand hore rinida eng rena ba bangwe. So I tried this thing of having a team, somebody to help me with bookings and something. And I don't know if this is how things work. When somebody gets you a gig, which you have the whole 50% in a, at the time, leaves you with logistics to cover. The 50%, don't forget, I'm still in between. So my booking fees, no, it's not that big. 50%, I will come back home. So I fail to understand, how do I get a booking manager or anybody to assist me with bookings and she gets her daughter get transported back to the gig, even myself?
You know, you are mentioning, that's a follow-up actual question to the first one.
Okay.
Because I wanted to know that as you grow in the music industry, I mean, your booking fee also grows. But one thing that is difficult to set is the booking fee when you are still upcoming.
When you're still upcoming.
To start there, you know, seem like people say you are expensive and all that. But then I think we miss to understand where the booking fee comes from.
Goes and comes from.
So in your own opinion, how would you advise anyone to set a fair booking fee?
Okay. Honestly speaking, there is no fair booking fee. The only thing that I always say, Gori, we all want to be booked. There's nothing wrong with asking, Gore, Emily, this is out of my budget. I want to bring this on the lineup and my budget is like this. So can I please do me this kind of thing for this moment only? Next time this will be okay. But in this case, Yaori, the booking fee, must there be a standard maybe booking fee for artists or something? I honor because I once got a gig. Everything was fine. We arranged everything. It was sealed, actually. It was just supposed to, waiting for the deposit and the date. It was like a Monday, then Saturday I'm supposed to be at the gig. People came through and offered the host my booking fee. Three artists for my booking fee. At the time, it's not even that much money. And all our level the artists, they are big. Like, bigger than you, follow everything, steps. Yeah. But then I then realized, oh, no, it's about negotiation.
Yeah.
At some point, honestly speaking, we really need people or about to check out the bookings. We do. We really do need them.
Yeah.
But at some point, Lina Ganelengori, Kitty, if you help me with bookings, can you just maybe 2 gigs before you can say when you're charging? Go with me to the gigs. Take me from point A to Z. With my whole team, so that we're not worried about it. Mutogare this wa understand. Yeah. If maybe we're now set up a fee, you know what Emily is this kind of person, because you won't go with me wa kicking when now like a guy booking only. Yeah. So sometimes they must take themselves by learner because respect or my transport, or the mga team arena, they want to eat, they want to do everything, they want to be prepared. So the whole team. The whole team, the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, baba, like amar. O fechamo, you still have to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's okay to say, come and support just because you are my friend.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. Then that only when I can be say, inchele petrol. Then if one of you sing urao, my friend, kekhale, let me help her with the gig. But unfortunately nowadays, those things are not happening.
So it's currently very difficult in the industry.
Yeah, the booking fee, you know, it's a challenge.
We're getting somewhere right now.
Okay.
You're going to give me like 3 contenders for Song of the Year. You can even do your song. Which one is it? What do you see?
Okay. For this year, it's almost time to give. Yeah. Okay. Obviously, Karishma, she worked very hard.
This year.
She deserves, she deserves to be nominated for that. Doesn't matter. Any song is fine. She's fire. It's okay. She'll be representing as well. I'm expecting anyone from Master KG's Wanito Most Record label. It can't be Hurricane. It can't be anyone. Just in the family, I'm expecting that as well. And I Gabi, guys. You guys are working hard. You're doing a very good job. And Leskalebala, it doesn't mean if you're not nominated, it's the end of the road. No, it means, sorry, you must keep pushing. Majechi Atwani. But at the moment,
you see those two.
I only see those two. And there's other artists I know that at any moment they can give us something. Maybe Kimunada, maybe Makazi, our usual people that represent us. Maybe at any moment from now. But at the moment, I keep winning anything hot.
Yeah, hot. So not so long ago, I think Tribe, what it was, his car was actually smashed. You know, they damaged it while he was... it's one of the gigs. So, what kind of challenges have you experienced at events where you are booked? And then, what do you think can be done, better, if there is any?
Okay. No. Tribe, the fan, damaged the car. The problem is that the event organizers or the hosts, no matter how much they can try or be for bear security, defend Jarina. Even Lihonobana Lemo social media, your own fan, actually a top fan badge, can literally turn their back on you at some point. So defend Jarina, if they can slow down as well. Tribili anakimotu, generally, the artists come garabatu. So the only thing that I can see going forth about this such a thing is that Rokopelori, when you know an artist, yata, babifape the security to a point de lori, exit yabona, aitakanilia public, and mobile exitang agona congestion. We know it's going to be impossible at most establishments, but try at least baba zinche. Either if maybe you know the person located wherever, then you guys accompany them towards and back. But they must just beef up their security because defense are never rather, but...
So people will end up not going some places and
because
choosing,
of defense. Yeah. But then it has been happening.
So you are very consistent, year by year. I mean, regardless of the short, I mean, you had a break for a couple of months due to the incident you already explained, right?
And other things, yes.
And other things.
That are caused by the industry.
Yeah, so, but what's your secret? How do you remain consistent? Because from the first songs that I knew you from Dikoloi, I started to know you better, Gadikoloi, for me.
Okay.
Oh, no, this is a very great talent.
Thank you.
So then I was just looking there. I was just following you. And then from year to year, you never disappointed. You kept on bringing in good music. And then I support that. I already knew that this one is a superstar. Because for me, I can tell from the one song. Yeah. Then the rest is history. It's just up to the marketing, you know, the people that you're working with, you know. But then there's other thing that record label, they can propel you to grow faster. But at the same time, they can limit you.
Yes.
Right. So, especially in terms of finance, that could be the limitation. Have you been signed under any record labels? What is your experience actually with record labels?
Hey, so I was almost signed twice. Almost, yeah. So my experience was bad. Was really bad because the record labels, guys, but then I'm happy. Hey, the question in Fetamata, you know, because you work solo, you can still not grow.
Yeah.
It can take you a lot and cost you a lot to grow.
Yeah.
Then you need assistance. Like, for instance, some of the people like me, by Lori, Abana, because now I don't think in the industry. If I had a lot of people that I knew or made friends with, like other artists or something, maybe Lina would have been working alone. But even if so, it's going to take a while for a music to be international. So record labels are needed at some point, yes. But the problem is that, honestly speaking, they don't care about you. They pretend to care about you at some point.
Yeah.
Because I speak like this because my experience was bad. Yeah. My experience was really bad. That's why I had an accident. And after that accident, so many things came to a point that I even lost my job because of the record label. At that time, they were not there. But the beautiful thing that I love is that after all that happened, they released me. They acknowledged and released me with an open heart because I haven't really started working with them. They haven't really worked on anything with my brand, Wabon. So the thing is that, don't make a side zibukuri as well. When you get a gig, you're not gonna get anything. You're gonna get paid month end, and it's your own duty to get yourself to gigs, from gig to gig, to feed yourself, to do everything until you get paid month end.
Wait a second. So are you saying that they get a gig for you, the money is paid to the record label? You only get paid a stipend or a specific amount from the gigs, or is there a
month
fixed
end.
Fee? Month end. And that's it?
Yeah, from my experience. So I'm not talking about one record label. I told you like more than one.
Yeah.
So either way, with all those other people that wanted to work with me, honestly speaking, I really, really, and they really want to work with me because they know what they can see. Well, this person, Anna, she doesn't have a group of people. She doesn't have people to back her up. She's just doing it alone. Now I wake up, I take my phone, I do my content. I wake up, I take myself to studio. Nope, they don't even know where I recorded my songs. They don't know where how I get to studios, who feeds me in studio, who takes me, and nobody knows anything about it.
All on you.
But they will just be like, send the song I release. Mm. So either way, even if you're a record label, it doesn't mean worry. You must forget or this person came out.
Yeah.
You don't own, you can own my vocals, but you cannot own. Mm. You understand? Because you cannot dictate a person or to go in Miruko, or some Direla lunchbox, or some of a patchel, or some patel. So you need to pay the person to go in Miruko while you have something in your pocket. Mm. At some point, you can score me a very big gig. Or fetchamo, wompuja ore. You're going to get this much. At that time, that much money is only going to work to take me from where I am to the gig and back.
That's it.
That's my profit, and I'm supposed to take care of everyone with that money. So either way, having a record label is not a record label. It's not a bet on your side. It's not a bad thing because they're going to push you. People are going to see you going heights. People, you're going to go on screen. People are going to hear your vocals. Mm. You're going to go far. So now, generally, I would say I've been the unluckiest vocalist when it comes to such things. Mm. Because even if I would try to get features, I still get... It fails. Mm. It just fails. Then people will try to come and help me until they want to do it to benefit themselves more than me. Mm. Even today, honestly speaking, I don't even know how many people streamed my songs. I only see more YouTube. Oh, guess the other one reached 100K views. Yeah. I don't even know what's what. But I was not signed. I was supposed to be signed by that record label. Mm. We were still in agreement. Mm. We were still... I don't know. God has a way of taking me out of those things before they start. Mm. But the only thing, these people, they don't care about you. They smile with you now to make you soften you. Then once you go through problems, they don't even... You can lose a job. Maybe why did you sign up with a big record label in South Africa? Without even getting permission from us? Did you even know what it's not even allowed? Did you even... Once you contact that same record label, they're going to be AWOL. AWOL, they won't even delegate somebody, go check on her, go try to see if there's no solution to that problem or anything. Yeah. They don't care. All they see is that at the moment, there's nothing we can do. We wanted to do this, Kayena, so ibadili. And at some point, I believe, because the accident I had as well, I came out sharp. It just made or recover back, but I was not injured. Physically, I'm bleeding, everything. No. It was the body. It was waiting there and there. But I was fine. I got some crashes. I was fine. But then I'm like, maybe we might blame industry. Rebecca too much. At that moment, that was the last time I spoke to them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just grateful. It was not a life thing. It was just for collaboration at that moment with agreements. We're going to work with this and that and that and that as time goes on. But honestly speaking, I wouldn't advise anybody to just sign.
Yeah.
Take your time, think about it, and see Merakwamutu. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to a different segment called State of the Nation. but it's going to be two quick questions, isn't it? Right now, there is this thing that's going on with Eskom, the electricity. So they introduced a new system where they updated in the old system. You can't buy electricity if you have been rigging it. So, and then they require a fine. Somebody says 6,000, somebody says it's 12,000 fee for bridging electricity. What is your take on that?
Okay. As an artist, I'm gonna say financially, because this is going to injure us financially. From the get go. We could have been loyal. Give us a little bit loyal as South Africa as a nation. as much as it is painful ka gona nke be re bile loyal I think gore nke re avoid ile so many things and le bona the state they must not only blame rena for bridging electricity and everything and all that and all that. They must also think, Kori, the reason why people ended up bridging is because the funds, the fees, the electricity, dinamelechi, sky high, dinamelechi, botlhoko. Ready for cha ona melela. We had to make means cha re continue as a family or as a household or as motho without injuring our pockets as well. And the reason why we dinamelela it was because our government owed the suppliers to electricity. So generally, I be in between. I know about let's start afresh because there's some things even if they would find people, it won't help because people probably don't have that kind of amount with the current state. So they might also well say, Archomen from scratch. From bills, the bills that are in the municipalities or whatever, let's work with them. So at some point, somebody said, we're going to end up being a solar country. So let's go solar as time goes on because it's going to be dark at the end. So we blame you guys because malapali agani, but at the end of the day, lerna re package.
Well, there's another issue at Edis Bazaar shops selling expired food. Especially owned by some people who are coming from outside, e.g. Pakistan, Indians, and so on. That, you know, I saw the government sending a lot of officials to different Bazaar shops, different locations, different provinces to check. I saw it here in Northwest and Gauteng especially. So, and this happened because kids were getting sick. Some of them lost their lives due to this expired food. So, what is your, what do you think about, what's your opinion on that?
Okay, that one is, guys, it's been a problem from Khale, Razibale Renone. There was a point where we were trying to get a mulao kamatsurong, South Africa, but I honiri. Rena is a community. We cannot fight these Bazaar shops because they were saying it's not only foreign-owned as Bazaar shops as well. It's also major supermarkets. They also once found poison or something from food from a major store. Not only that. So it seems like this thing, it starts from the root. These people will find out from the... Because I think those people will never bridge. Everything is being bridged. people that were bridging the Bazaar shop, they ended up supplying major stores as well. So don't forget, Bazaar shops, they want to stock at a lower cost so that they can supply you with the same... a print or from with the same price from a major store. So at the end of the day, I'm not saying it's them foreign people only. Later now we condoning it as well. So let's start from the root. Artomen from Ganamola who manufactures cool drink, who manufactures this and that. So Bonaka Bobona Rena as a whole. Food inspectors, not only food inspectors, everything generally. I'd inspect you before we can have another pandemic because it's going to end up, we're going to have a foodborne something. Hey, it's going to end up being like everybody, that's the last thing we need at the state early Moyona in South Africa. So I told him first.
No more lockdowns, ne?
Yeah, I go not sharp. Hey, Mara, lockdown, you can't work because the artist didn't create the opportunity to be big during. Maybe later now we'll be big, you know?
All right. I heard about that. Let's get to some games. I'm going to give you two artists. You choose one. Not two. Okay, only one answer is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is your opinion, right? These guys are all talented.
Multi-choice sort of.
No, it's just two. You have okay. to choose one.
You're going to give me or you're going to...
Yeah, I'll okay. give you between this one and okay. the other.
And this one is not a game.
It's just a game because it's an opinion. These guys are all talented and all that. Mm. Just your preference who you go with, right?
Okay, guys, no hard feelings before, but we'll study questions. You can go ahead.
I will start with producers.
Okay.
Who would you rather work with, Smizzy on the beat or Hit Boss SA?
Hi, Smizzy.
Smizzy.
Mm. Mm. For now. Yeah, but Hit Boss is also good. Yo. Yeah, for now.
Mr. Diego or Nakwa SA?
Ah, my friend, Mr. Diego, because already Nakwa once approached me. Another story for another day. Mm. So I don't know what I did to him as well. Because he approached me. Mm. He said they want to work with me. Mm. Then when I agreed, we couldn't get to studio. So when I asked Ori, when am I pulling through? He was like, why is it like one first stellar or real feature? And I was like, God.
Yeah, no,
so he's good as well, but one day maybe things will be fine. I don't know. Guys, I don't know what I'm doing in the industry, but I don't know anyone.
Listen, this is behind us now. Let's move forward.
I hope so. But no, I was like, God, I don't remember forcing anyone because he came to me. He approached me. Can you please come work with us? Mm. We need a feature from you.
Yeah.
Then when I start asking, he was like, why is it like what a first stellar to work with you?
Mm.
And I'm like, God, what did I do? And I'm like, I apologized. Mm. I love apologizing. And now I agree where I'm wrong just to... Not fight.
All right. So I'm going to go to the female vocalists.
Okay.
Zoli White Smoke or Janesh?
Oh, I already said Zoli. I already said I want to work with Zoli.
So, definitely.
Why can't I say both, Umar? Zoli White Smoke then.
All right.
But I would love to have both. No? I think if both on the same song as well, they must also consider it. Please try to consider it.
Yeah. No? Mm. So there's this one. This one's also, I'll say, upcoming somewhere in the middle as well.
Okay.
So maybe you might know them or not know them.
All right.
Vocalist Kensi.
Okay.
Or Kaijeri Abalutsi.
Kitsuba Kaijeri Kensi.
Kitsuba Kensi. Well, you'll know.
Which song?
Well, she released a few songs right now. Yeah, vocalist Kensi. And then they're there on Bola House. One of them says Bosokena, Engwerga Balance. So we actually shared it on
our channel. Check her out. Actually, I'm going to play a song, Sebza Mamuki.
Yeah.
A must.
It's actually quite good.
How did I miss this one? How, Batum?
It's a big talent.
So what was the question about the two of them?
Vocalist Kensi or Kaijeri Abalutsi.
Oh, okay. No, Kaijeri, at least because I've listened to her music, but yeah, I will check out Kensi. Okay. She's from where? Okay, no, actually, I will Google it.
But she's from TEF, I think. Yeah, okay. If my information is correct.
All right.
Yeah. From us, we think she's a great talent. She's the future star, just like you.
Wow. I don't know. Yeah. I'm missing out. I've been like closed to studio.
Nah. Mm. So in closing, can you give us, just a little bit of a brief advice to those who want to be like you, and also tell us people who want to book you where they can find you on social media?
On social media, I'm Emelimo Hobbs, vocalist social media, Facebook, TikTok, Emelimo Hobbs SA, and all other, everywhere, just Emelimo Hobbs. The Mohobs spelled Mohobs. So if you can't find music wagalona generally, just search Emeli Batista. Then certainly, definitely, utlotshelela.
Something.
Then also, then also, I'm telling my number. So, also for booking, see, number 082 0813 0714. La kwa re ke bulela o dimo ba 0825130714. It's because I really need those bookings. I missed the stage so much.
Yeah.
And also I'm grateful for House Pleasure Manyalo. Wacha Manyalo. Says Pleasure wanted to book me for Manyalo Fiesta and we got a slot today, and also a Master KG's one-man show. I'm going to be there as well.
Wow.
So I'm just grateful because I feel like God, they gave me that you can still do this.
Yeah.
Keep working hard.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. And I uplift and recognize the upcoming artists and in between artists and future superstars like me.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It was really great to have you here. I love your energy, you know.
Thank you.
So we have good news here on Bola House Podcast.
Okay.
You now have the option to find our podcast on Spotify.
Okay.
Yeah, and either, you know, outside of YouTube, if you want to listen to without any interruptions, you can get this podcast on Spotify now.
Okay.
Yeah. So to our lovely subscribers and non-subscribers, remember to subscribe.
The podcast irudile is at your home.
So they must leave us a like. What we'd like to know is actually what they think, because we're still starting out.
Mm.
And then leave us a comment. You know, guide us throughout this journey, and then we'll see what we can do with what they give us.
Mm.
We can incorporate it, and then some of them maybe not, because maybe not aligned with our vision.
Mm.
But we really want to really bring the whole industry
into
together.
This. Yeah, and already
we can understand.
Already,
each other.
You are playing a big role. Yes.
Yeah. Mm. See, then we can be one, so the event organizer can understand. You know, the vocalist and you understand them, why they're doing this.
Yes.
Yeah. And then record labels changing their ways as well.
That one, Liriki, the Minister of Arts and Culture, whoever.
Yeah.
Ms. McKenzie or something. Mm. He said he's doing something about it. I'm happy. I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
His state, nation, whatever address, his address about it. So I'm glad. Apparently, record labels, for us to sign the record contract, we're going to have to go through the state lawyers for that.
Yes.
They have to go through our contracts. And also, they want to add on medical aids, anything like that, for basic needs. Because artists, when we pass away, it's always about donating.
Yeah, focus on donation.
Yes.
So, those who are watching and supporting us, we would like you to comment and tell us who you'd like to see next on the podcast. Because we would like to invite those guys. We want to do it for you.
Only options, ne?
I have so much on the list. But I would really appreciate it if they also tell us who they want. And then we'll try to do our best to
get the artist.
To get the artist.
Okay, it should be an artist. Ne? All right. Ew. That's a difficult one.
Yeah.
Who am I curious about, Lina, is generally? Shandesh.
You know, Shandesh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Baby girl. Good Shandesh. Yeah. I think she would do a major role in inspiring young artists. You can't inspire people like us and not come and inspire the whole ball of music.
Yeah,
get Shandesh.
Well, we'll try to talk to her.
Okay.
So we really appreciate your support, everyone else, to helping us grow the podcast. Nagibina pala, gibina le makoa.
Hey,
mwana pala, pala irovali.
Alala.
Kichaba miditi. Kango.
Rie, rie.